Let's look at the next page for one more quote on this. This is from Family Home Evening. Family Home Evening is a weekly meeting for training children in the home. And this is from the curriculum for the Family Home Evening from 1972. And I won't read all this underlined to you. Well, I will go ahead and read it to you. Let's see what it says, underlined portion. At this point, discuss in your own words how Jesus was the only begotten Son of God. You might do this using the following illustration on a chalkboard or piece of paper. And you should see in the diagram here, you have Daddy plus Mommy equals you. In the very same way, Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father plus Mary had Jesus. In the underlined portion at the top of the right-hand corner, it says, all boys and girls have a mother and father on earth. Your mother and father, of course, are mother and I. Jesus is the only person ever born on this earth that is different. Jesus had a mother on earth. What was her name? Mary. But who was his real father? Heavenly Father. So you see, Jesus is the only person who had our Heavenly Father as the father of his body. Now, in the left-hand column, towards the top of the page, it even says for children, if you don't understand this, you can go and talk to your parents about how this works. So this is very clearly teaching that this is how Jesus was conceived. So that's a second big difference. This kind of ends that section. Going back to our chart on the back page, we talked about some of the differences between when it says number three on your list, faith in Christ, which Christ. We talked about Jesus being a virgin born. Let's look at another difference. The Mormon leaders have taught that Jesus himself was married. We're going to see in a moment that the law of eternal progression requires you to be fully exalted, to fully progress, you must be married, and your spouse must be worthy also. Well, how could Jesus have then been our great example if Jesus wasn't married?